I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, wildfire and water. We're in this drought, and as of this moment, Utah has no plan in place to fight a wildfire if the reservoirs run dry. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Fire officials talked last year about what they would do if reservoirs ran dry, but they haven't had that conversation yet this year, according to statewide prevention and fire communication coordinator Kaylee Yardley.
Right now, we're just not at the point where we've had those discussions on limitations for wildfires.
Yardley says they do have other options when fighting fires. Every fire needs fuel, oxygen, and heat. So if you can knock out just one of those things with, say, a bulldozer, you can also suppress the wildfire. Plus,
the wildfire that's out in the desert lands or something and there's no infrastructures or values at risk, maybe we play it a little bit different and we come up with different solutions to fight these wildfires as opposed to dipping into these reservoirs.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Fire tore through an apartment building in Ogden this morning just before 6 a.m. Smoke started billowing from a basement unit. The flames quickly made their way up through the roof. Everybody was safely evacuated from this building at 2200 Jefferson Avenue. There were no injuries reported, but six people are now homeless. Salt Lake County Council is voting today on a plan to make public landscaping more water efficient. USU horticulturalist Ton Bettis tells KSL, this is good for many reasons.
And it doesn't need to look like in the Nevada desert. Local scapes yards don't look much different than what we're doing. You can save between a third and half the water you used to use, and then you also save about a third of the time because those kinds of yards are just less maintenance.
The plan will also change three athletic fields in Murray from grass to artificial turf. At today's January 6th hearing, heard here on KSL News Radio, one of the witnesses was Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bauer.
Rusty Bauer sat in front of the committee and detailed the pressure he faced from the Trump administration to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Bowers told the committee he received multiple phone calls from Trump officials regarding President Joe Biden's Arizona win.
He said, well, we have heard that there is a legal theory or a legal ability in Arizona that you can remove the electors of President Biden and replace them.
Bowers testified Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, claimed there were thousands of votes placed in Arizona from migrants and dead people, but failed to ever provide proof. Taylor Tassler, KTAR News.
The January 6th panel is also focusing on election officials. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the panel hearing testimony from a Georgia poll worker who received death threats after President Trump accused her of a plot to boost Biden's ballot numbers.
I could have done anything else, but that's what I decided to do. And now people are lying and spreading rumors and lies and attacking my mom.
Shay Moss says not only was she scared by the threats, she also felt it was her fault that her mother was in harm's way. In breaking news on KSL News Radio, a jury has found Bill Cosby guilty of sexually abusing a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. The jury in the civil trial awarded her $500,000. U.S. officials are expressing outrage after a Kremlin spokesman said Russia will not rule out the death penalty for two U.S. citizens captured in Ukraine as volunteer fighters. National Security Council Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the White House is still trying to find out more about the two Americans being held.
It's appalling that a public official in Russia would even suggest the death penalty for two American citizens that were in Ukraine.
The Kremlin claims the two Americans are mercenaries and their custody is not governed by the Geneva Convention. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A second U.S. citizen in Ukraine is confirmed dead. The State Department says Steven Zabielski was killed in Ukraine. The department did not provide a date or the circumstances of his death, but an obituary published in his hometown paper says the 53-year-old man died on May 15th. The Supreme Court has around 13 opinions left to be released through the rest of the term, including that case that could overturn Roe v. Wade.
Still in the docket for Supreme Court opinions to be released this term, one that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Julianne Deredida flew in from Austin, Texas, without a return flight home.
Mostly terrified of what's going to happen if we lose Roe, what's going to come next, because in my mind it's going to be like dominoes.
Savannah Deretich, who led anti-abortion protests in front of the Supreme Court, said it's time the 50-year president went away.
Roe v. Wade is out of date, so I think it's really important that it's changed and it's left up to the states.
Win, ABC News, the Supreme Court.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We turn to Ricky Meese.
Delays northbound I-15 going from about 1500 south off and on all the way to the north interchange. But then once you're in Davis County, it's just a little heavy and slow as you're approaching Kaysville. But it's southbound I-15 where you're going to see slowdowns going from Riverdale Road down to Hill Air Force Base and then southbound delays in Salt Lake County, the usuals, Murray to Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time. 506, did you notice the Salt Lake City crackdown on speeding? Past couple of days, they pulled over 122 drivers, many of them going faster than the 25-mile-an-hour local speed limit. Several drivers were caught racing each other. One driver doing 98 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Salt Lake City has suffered 15 deadly crashes this year, most related to speeding. It happens every election cycle. Campaign signs are illegally placed around neighborhoods along streets and sometimes in dangerous places. One large banner recently showed up on a merge lane on I-15 in Utah County.
I think it's getting worse. It's always been a problem. I think it's gotten much, much worse this year, especially this year. We've gone from off-ramps to actually placing signs on the interstate itself. To me, that's incredibly problematic.
It is already illegal to put signs on freeway overpasses and fences, but State Senator Mike McKell says he's proposing a bill to make campaigns pay if UDOT has to go out and remove the signs. You already know there's a shortage of pilots at many airlines. Pilots' unions are demanding higher pay in contract negotiations. Hundreds of uniformed Southwest airline pilots picketed at the Dallas airport today, protesting the lack of progress on a new contract. It's not just Utah, but many pools and beaches across the country are expected to have shortened hours this summer because of the shortage of lifeguards.
The American Lifeguards Association estimates a shortage of lifeguards this summer will impact a third of U.S. pools. Why the shortage? Several reasons, says the group. First, the cancellation of lifeguard certification courses early in the pandemic meant no new lifeguards and existing ones not able to renew their certifications. Then during the pandemic, those lifeguards finding better paying jobs. And the final straw, says the group, the Trump administration's banning foreign work visas. That ban's expired, but the group's saying it'll take a while to solve the problem. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. If you're still seeking out a vacation and want to save some money, you might want to consider taking a cruise. These cruise ship companies took a beating during the pandemic. Their opulent ships were basically floating COVID incubators, so they ended up docked, waiting for better times. And if you're looking for a bargain, those better times might be right now.
I'm sad.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that cruise prices are down sharply. You can actually book a cabin for as little as $100 a day, which is 10% less than the average hotel room. But what about inflation? You don't have to worry on a cruise ship right now. These cruise lines are absorbing the higher costs of food and fuel because they're desperate to get people back on the boats and taking those excursions and having all that fun. I've been on quite a few cruises, and it is fun unless you get sick. Fortunately, that's never been a problem for me, except the one time we got the norovirus aboard a trip from Florida to Cozumel. It was not pleasant, if you could imagine being on an all-you-can-eat cruise, unable to hold anything down for a couple of days. I remember the excursion to Cozumel. We got off the boat, bought a straw hat for the grandkids, and ran right back onto the boat, if you know what I mean. But if you're manic about hand sanitizer, the high seas might be the only place where you can experience deflation this summer.
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the trip. Here's Ricky Meese.
So far, not a bad drive on the 201. A little busy as you're approaching the West Belt, but now we're starting to see some unusual heavy and slow traffic southbound. I-215's West Belt from 2100 South to 3500 South. Some speeds improving and delays thinning. Eastbound I-80, Bangor over to I-215, but southbound I-15, it's still pretty solid with slowdowns from Murray to 90th South Sandy. Michelle?
Starting to see a little bit of northbound slowing. This is I-15 in Shaw County going through the Linden area. Also looking at some scattered delays on Pioneer Crossing between American Fork and Eagle Mountain. This is still a slow roll. This is southbound Highway 40 going past Jordanelle Reservoir headed toward River Road in Heber. Steve?
And a slow ride leaving downtown Salt Lake City if you're on northbound 15 between 6 South and the North Interchange in spots. Also, Davis County past the Kaysville Ponds. Also have delays on southbound 15 between Riverdale and Sunset. And a crash, that crash on southbound 15 is gone there at 2300 North. So smooth traffic through there. Northbound Legacy still a bit busy, bogging down in Centerville. And southbound Foothill Drive slowing down between Sunnyside and 21st South. Two Brothers Mattress, your locally owned Serta mattress dealer. Visit any Two Brothers Mattress location from Salt Lake to Orem. Find sale prices now at twobrothersmattress.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL hourly forecast has lots of sunshine with temperatures in the low 80s at 5 o'clock. We'll stay there for 6 and 7 o'clock, upper 70s for 8, mid 70s for 9, and low 70s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 50s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 85 degrees in Salt Lake City. Sunset is at 9:02 tonight. KSL News Time 5:11. And we have breaking news at KSL News Radio. Kane County is recommending that Bryce Woodlands Estates evacuate because of the Left Fork fire. The sheriff's office says the fire has crossed fire lines because of the wind. Deputies and fire crews are letting the people who live in the area know they're helping them evacuate. The Left Fork fire near Bryce Canyon is estimated at 3,000 acres. At this point, it is 5% contained. Stay with us for the very latest at KSL. It's 5:12, and now we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, in Georgia, after 58 years of helping students get to school safely, crossing guard Julie Johnson is hanging up her vest.
Have a wonderful summer.
Today was the last day of school at Honeywell Elementary. The building is being torn down to make room for a new school, and Johnson says she took it as a sign that her tenure must end too.
I don't know what else to say. It has just been totally and completely rewarding. I've loved it. Every minute of it.
Now, she was celebrated this afternoon with an outdoor retirement party.
Anyone who's ever gone by that crossing area has seen a smile. She knows people by name. She has such positivity and joy.
School Superintendent David Lucier hopes to convince Johnson to at least come back part-time next year at the new school. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos.
Thanks, Maria. South Salt Lake Animal Services is not accepting any new owner surrenders for the foreseeable future. The shelter says they've been at capacity for 2 weeks, and they aren't seeing enough animals being claimed or adopted. KSL News Time 5:13, a new Beyonce song may be the job-quitting song that people are looking for these days. Listen.
Beyonce's new song, all about the great resignation? That's what the internet thinks about Break My Soul, which the singer released Monday night.
I just quit my job. I'm gonna find no drive. Damn, they worked me so hard.
The memes flying fast and furious, with people saying they're ready to quit Beyonce style. And it's probably only a matter of time before we see TikToks mashing up the song with people walking off the job. Break My Soul is the first single off Beyonce's upcoming album, Renaissance, out July 19th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
KSL News Time, 5:14. Deshaun Watson, the controversial Cleveland Browns quarterback, has settled a slew of lawsuits filed by nearly two dozen women.
The settlement is confidential, but it involves 20 of the 24 women who made sexual misconduct claims against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The allegations stem from massage sessions where Watson was accused of exposing himself, touching the women, and in some cases coercing sex. The women's attorney releasing a statement crediting Watson's first woman accuser, Ashley Solis, and the others, saying without them, the NFL wouldn't be currently contemplating discipline and the conduct would likely have continued unfettered. Watson has a $230 million deal with Cleveland. He's vehemently denied the claims and has not been charged. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a state lawmaker wants to make campaigns pay if UDOT has to go remove campaign signs put in illegal places. Overpasses are illegal, as are freeway fences. And in Utah County, a large one recently turned up on a merge lane of I-15. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, Kane County is just now recommending that Bryce Woodlands Estates evacuate because of the Left Fork fire. It's estimated at 3,000 acres near Bryce Canyon. It's 5% contained. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's southbound Highway 40 with construction delays as you go past Jordanelle Reservoir on the way to Wasatch County. Here in the valley, you're going to see a slow ride northbound I-15 from 2100 South all the way to the North Interchange in North Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine in 80s today, but 90s are in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank.
We're at 85 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A campaign of intimidation. That's how officials in two states and a poll worker described the way former President Trump and those close to him tried to pressure them into overturning the 2020 presidential election.
The January 6th House Select Committee heard from officials who testified they were pressured by former President Donald Trump to overturn the 2020 presidential elections. The panel also heard from Shay Moss, a former Georgia election worker who was accused by Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani that she was part of a voter fraud scheme without any evidence.
Spreading rumors and lies and attacking my mom.
She says because of those threats, she never feels safe anymore.
Saying things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920.
M. Nguyen, ABC News on Capitol Hill.
The committee's next public hearing will be Thursday. A Red Air flight from Santo Domingo caught fire after landing today at Miami International Airport. Three people were taken to hospitals. President Biden's pushing Congress for more COVID funding.
We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
HHS, meanwhile, says nearly 1.5 million doses of pediatric COVID vaccines were delivered nationwide today. The Kremlin won't rule out the death penalty for two U.S. citizens who were captured in Ukraine as volunteer fighters calling Andy Huynh and Alex Druki mercenaries.
It's important for us to make it clear, totally appalling, for even the suggestion that result could be the outcome here for these two individuals.
National Security Council Communications Coordinator John Kirby. A civil jury in Los Angeles found Bill Cosby sexually assaulted a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Salt Lake County Council will vote tonight on a proposal that officials could save 11 million gallons of water every year. They want to replace grass with artificial turf at three athletic fields in Murray. Tawn Bettis is the co-host of the Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio, and he's an extension horticulturalist at USU. He says artificial turf does more than just save water.
It can be a good thing because I know that at my son's high school, their grass fields are in really rough shape, and it's not just from drought stress, but it's just they're played on so much that it's really tough to get the fields in good enough shape because they don't have time to recover from the kids playing on them all, you know, 9 months out of the year. And so artificial turf fields initially can be very expensive, but then you have a playable surface for the entire year. And I think that the drawback to it, and I'm not sure if it happens here, but I, from my understanding, in warmer areas like the Southwest, the artificial turf can heat up enough that they the kids, if they're not careful, can get burned on it if they fall down because it heats up because there's no water evaporating through it, and so it just heats up in the sun. And I have not heard of that happening here, but I know other areas of the country that it has been a concern.
As far as new construction goes, Tawn Bettis says a lot of apartment complexes in southern Utah are installing artificial turf to save water up front and money in the long run. KSL News Time 519. It's time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's the heat of the rush. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We do have slowdowns traveling east, rather westbound on I-215 South Belt in spots from 2300 east, really over to the I-15 junction. And southbound I-15, it is bogged down with the usual delays from Murray to 90th South. Northbound I-15. It has filled in and is slowing down from 33rd South into downtown, westbound on the 201. More slowdowns now setting in. That's from just after the I-15 junction almost to Bangor. Michelle?
Well, now we're seeing some new delays on Redwood Road. This is in Bluffdale and again in Saratoga Springs. I-15 in Utah County, a little bit of northbound slowing from Linden into Pleasant Grove. And these delays due to construction, southbound Highway 40 going past Jordan L. Reservoir, headed toward Heber. Steve?
And a thick grind right now, slow and go. Delays from downtown if you're on northbound 15 between 21st South and the North Interchange. Delays on the southbound side of I-15 in Davis and Weber County right now between Riverdale and Sunset. Also busy on the eastbound I-80 transition ramp to head north on the 215 West Belt this afternoon. And northbound Legacy, still busy in Centerville. Utah's Hogle Zoo, where every ticket helps care for animals within their gates and in the wild. Become a champion for wildlife by taking your wild bunch to see theirs. Tickets at HogleZoo.org. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast has sunshine here in northern Utah, but we also have some storms creeping in to central and southern areas of the state. Tonight, 59 for the low under mostly clear skies, mostly sunny and 91 on Wednesday. We will see clouds build in the afternoon, and then we'll keep those partly cloudy skies on Thursday, as again, some of that southern moisture pushes north into the Wasatch Front. We'll get our chance for a few scattered thunderstorms on Friday, although very limited precipitation with those storms. And then it goes partly cloudy for Saturday, 92, mostly sunny for Sunday, 95, and then early next week, back up to the upper 90s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. It's 85 degrees in Salt Lake City.
The beat goes on.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
The beat goes on.
Only on KSL News Radio.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.